an angel. I need a trade.
That fucking band, dude.
Dude, Flavor State episode motherfucking eight. I would take you on a date, but I'm scared of getting accused of rape. Okay.
Hashtag feminism.
Hashtag I love all survivors. I love them. I want to care for them. I want to be them.
Kavanaugh. So since the since the last fucking time we spoke, I kind of looked into that, and it is super fucked up what he was accused of.
Yeah,
if in fact true, yeah. It's a little worse than I initially thought.
Yeah, it was. He was accused of him and a friend being in the room, and putting his hand over her mouth. Here's the thing, though. It's like there's literally no one that can place them at the same party at the same time.
Yeah, like I said, if true, that would be super fucked up, and like I said, way worse than I initially kind of thought. Because yeah. Everyone kind of made it seem like it was just like, oh, well, he groped a girl one time. You know, everyone's just kind of brushing it off like, oh, it's not a big deal. Then when I actually read into the accusations, I'm like, oh, fuck, this is actually legitimate. If, like I said, if true, but fucking...
Yeah,
what can you do?
If I wasn't there. If she had several people that could even place her at the same party as him, it would be... It would hold more water, but literally no one can even place them at the same party at the same time.
Yeah,
it's like it would be like if you got a promotion at your job and then some random girl like came up and it's like, well, Chris touched my titty one time at a party, and you're just like, I don't even remember that party.
Yeah, like have I even met you?
But yeah, it was at this party here, and then like
it was at Greg's house.
None of her friends, none of your friends, no one could say like, yeah, like we had a party, and yeah, like they were definitely both. Not even that they were both there, and her recollection was just that happened, and I had one beer. She couldn't remember where it was. She couldn't remember. She remembered the room, but she couldn't remember any other thing around the incident.
Yeah. I mean, so, granted, it was like, what, fucking 30 years ago at this point? But like I said, it's... I don't know. Those things are so fucking... Unless you were there, like, two people know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, but, you just have to fucking go with whatever's decided, I guess. But yeah, people rioting and shit, freaking the fuck out about it. Like, what can you do? Like, they did the research. They tried to figure it out. It's not like they just...
They talked to 10 people.
They didn't brush it off.
10 people that she said was there, and they all denied. Like, that's what... If you read into it, it's like... They did their homework, like, talking to people that was supposedly there when it happened. And, like,
to play devil's advocate a little bit, in the event that this did go down the way she says... Obviously, she's going to have way better of a memory of it than people who were just there that night. So, like, you know what I mean? Say, right. Like, the bar I was at last night. Say some girl, like, got abused there, but I fucking... It didn't affect me. Like, I didn't get abused there, so the odds of me remembering the exact night when I was at that bar, whenever it's not a milestone in my memory, like, it would be for the victim.
Yeah, but in that situation, you'd be like, well, yeah, I was there. I saw Jake and Brittany there, but I didn't see any of that happen, but I at least saw them there, you know.
Yeah.
I went to that show.
But you know what I mean though? Like 30 years ago? Like I'm not even 30.
Why,
I'm 29 right now, so like
I'm
shit that
like,
happened before I was born. There's 30, no way
30 years ago?
Yeah, dude, like I said, if I was at some party and something significant happened but it didn't directly happen to me, the odds of me remembering that even 5 years later, like good luck. But 30?
That's why it's like, why didn't you say anything sooner? Why didn't
you say this
when he was first announced?
That's
the craziest thing. It's like she didn't even say it when he was first announced. She waited until the week he was going to get confirmed and then came to the Senate. That's why it's like, and then after he gets confirmed, all charges are dropped. You don't even hear about her anymore because like the agenda's gone.
Yeah,
that's just in my eyes. It's like it's kind of. Well, and her, like, legal team was, like, calling witnesses and trying to get them to change their testimony.
Oh, God.
Which is...
And that's the thing. It just screams political-based because it happened at a timing where it was... You know what I mean? if she would have came out 10 years ago when he first started to gain any sort of power
and listen,
in politics.
And listen, if it did happen and her legal team was like huge-time Democrats and were trying to strategize it to ruin his... No, fuck that. You need to do it right when it happens. Maybe not right when it happens, but like, okay, when she brought this up however many months ago, you know, like,
yeah,
whenever he, because they had the information like right when his name got announced or whatever, like she, like, I don't know if she like came forward, but at least 60 days I know that she had like got a legal team and all that. It's yeah. like, why didn't you guys bring it up then? Why did you wait and suppress all the...
Yeah, like I said,
and they were leaking shit to the press and not giving it to the senators. So
it seemed way
like,
too strategic to kind of take serious.
Well, and her boyfriend of 6 years was just like, yeah, this bitch is like kind of crazy. Like, this, she never mentioned any of this to me. It's like, I don't know. It's just all...
The world of media and politics is all so...
It's all he said, she said shit.
Exactly. And this sounds like
without
a fucking
evidence,
stupid opinion of mine, but like if I'm not there, if I didn't witness something, then I try not to even look into it too far because you can drive yourself nuts. No, like we constantly bring up, just jumping on the bandwagon of either the right or the left or whoever you feel like agreeing with on whatever issue. At the end of the day, you don't really have all the information. Most people do little to no research. They just decide what team they want to jump on.
They watch fucking Colbert.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And then, he's a rapist. We got to get Trump out. Yeah. But, yeah. So, that's, here's the thing. I don't even know if everyone should have a vote, you know?
Oh, dude, there should be a test.
If you
have to take a test to get a driver's license in order to vote. I feel like there should be some sort of...
If you wear a tap out shirt, you should not vote.
Yeah.
That's just... If you have ever owned a tap out shirt, I don't give a fuck who you are. If you've ever wore a tap out shirt, you're done. You can't
vote. Yeah. Or those... What, American Fighter? It's like the new tap out. All those. Those ones with the just super light fabric and all over print. Usually some sort of tribal. And then like old English lettering. Just those MMA shirts, period.
Yeah.
Nah, we can't.
We can't do it.
Your vote doesn't count. Don't even get to place it, in fact.
The tap out. Ah! I don't know.
It all reminds me of shit Chris Angel would wear on stage.
For sure.
If you dress like Chris Angel, you're not allowed to fucking vote.
By the way, what'd you think of Kanye at the White House, dude?
I didn't see any of the shit, really. I saw that he went, obviously, but I didn't see any of the footage or any of the clips, anything. I know there's such shitty backlash showing a lot of racism out there.
Oh, my God.
People, fuck, dude. It's painful to read some of the shit.
Yeah, and it's so weird because it's like, this is what happens when a black person doesn't buy into the liberal narrative.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what it is. It's like...
Yeah, you got to fit that cookie-cutter mold. Like, we are victims. We need the help of the Democratic Party or else we will be stuck at the bottom forever.
Exactly.
And Kanye, he was in those same shoes. He started from nothing and made something of himself. Hate him or love him, he's obviously successful. So he's kind of breaking that stereotype that you don't need the help. You don't need food stamps forever, welfare forever, whatever the case may be.
He's trying to cross bridges. Like, one of the things he said is, like, stop and frisk is a problem. And if you know anything about Donald Trump, that's one of the things Donald Trump has, like, said in his campaign speeches is, like, stop and frisk is, like, a good thing or whatever. And Donald Trump's like, I'm willing to talk about that, you know? Like, I'm willing to cross that bridge, you know? Because really, Donald Trump doesn't know shit. He just wants to be liked.
Yeah.
So he's just a populist. Like, if the people want it, more than likely, if it's going to make them like him more, he's going to do it because he has such a small...
Especially in the world of like where the marijuana debate is currently, I feel like Donald Trump is a good guy to have there because he is, like you said, he's wanting the approval of people.
Well, and that's one of the
things. He's like that kid in high school who's just always coming up, starting conversations in the middle of the group, just trying to kind of weasel his way into the circle.
Yeah. Yeah. Just we'll pile on the...
Like, oh, yeah, guys, speaking of this, my dad's got a Corvette. Like, what the fuck, dude? We weren't even talking about cars.
But I was listening to this one podcast from this podcast I listened to called Part of the Problem. It's a libertarian podcast. But they were talking about Black Lives Matter, and they were saying, like, Black Lives Matter would be so much more effective if they had, like, a goal that they were trying to achieve. Like,
yeah,
if
they a just direction.
Tried, if they tried to achieve the goal of making marijuana legal, that would do so much for black people. Like, because so many people are in prison right now because mm-hmm. of marijuana. It's like, yeah. if you just start there, and then it's you crazy. Can get better and better and better.
Yeah.
But if you just go, like, everyone's racist, fuck everybody, we need to tear this whole fucking thing yeah. down, then it's not...
We don't know, want police officers.
You're not going to get people receptive to that. If you talk... You can talk to so many Trump supporters and just be like, hey, like, marijuana needs to be legalized. And they, like, and you can give arguments to them, even if they don't smoke marijuana or they don't believe in marijuana. If you just give them, like, you state your arguments, most of the time they're not going to be like, yeah. nope, fuck that.
Come you to know. The debate with statistics and not an emotional response. Mm-hmm. Because emotional response is just going to lead to emotional opposition from the other side. And when emotions get involved, we get crazy situations that there's no lid to contain. Just, and it divides people more when you try to have those emotionally charged conversations. If you come at it with statistics and just facts and a well-rounded argument, and some sort of actual argument that you're presenting rather than just yelling and saying all the things that need to change but not offering a solution for them.
And don't assume your statistics or facts are the end-all be-all. That's one thing that I can't stand. Like, some people have their statistics or whatever, and they'll act like those are 100% true. There's nothing else you can even bring up. They've already won the debate. Shut the fuck up, you know?
Case
like,
closed.
Case closed. Marijuana is addictive and bad for you. No, dude. Like, there's different studies. Studies. We've talked about this before, I think. But, like, studies sometimes are heavily fucking skewed. Like,
yeah.
For whatever outcome, you can do a study to make whatever outcome you want.
Yeah.
You know, our world is supposed to be destroyed by 2005 because of global warming occurred mm-hmm. to Al Gore in the fucking 90s.
But nothing's there's a happened. Sequel now, so we followed up, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's a new date in place.
2025. Ooh, ba-ba-ba-ba. Booga, booga, booga.
Ooh, ha, ooh, ha. We believe in spirit, guys. But yeah, and even... With studies, not only can they be skewed to fit whatever agenda or narrative you're trying to pull, but even legitimate experts, sometimes when they do studies, they can mess them up. Like, you can get false readings. You can get, like, experts in certain fields don't even always agree. So, for some random just Joe Schmo off the street to assume that they have the answers because they fucking Googled it and found some pie graph somewhere. It's like, no, the people who have dedicated their lives to studying some of this stuff aren't even always in full agreement. So that just tells
exactly.
you things are not just black and white. There's not a right answer and a wrong answer. You have to formulate your own opinion based on whatever you can find.
There's this great clip online of Bill Nye coming on Tucker Carlson, and it's so good. Rogan's talked about it a lot, but basically Bill Nye is the token, you know, global warming's going to destroy the world if we don't change something or whatever.
Yeah.
And Tucker's just like, okay, I agree with you. Global warming's a problem. What percentage of global warming are humans, you know, contributing to, and what?
Yeah.
And Bill Nye had literally no answers. It's just like their whole thing is these people don't believe in it and they're bad, and we are good, and we need to, you know, push through all this agenda shit. It's just like, we can come together if we can agree, like, We don't have to blow up the economy to, you know, to make global warming policies work, you know.
So. Yeah, it's like the Earth naturally has kind of cyclical patterns that it goes through. So part of global warming would be occurring with or without our intervention. But yeah, like you said, what percentage of global warming is due to us? Because to argue that we're not at least a factor in it would be silly based on just look around at the environment, the shit that we do, all the chemicals we throw in the air. Like, there's obviously a great chance that we're having an impact, but what is that impact on the grand scale of things? The Earth is fucking huge.
Well, you know, and that's, I mean, basically like Bill Nye is used to dealing with right-wing people that are just saying, oh, global warming's fake.
Yeah.
But when confronted with someone's like, no, I believe global warming's a problem, but I just want to know like the actual numbers. I just want to know, yeah, like, do you actually know concrete where, you know, how much humans are contributing to it? What, yeah, we can do to not contribute? Because that whole Paris Agreement thing, it was basically, yeah, America's going to stop all of its production of coal and all that, but China and India, they'll stop somewhere around 2030 or in the future at some point. That was like basically,
yeah,
that was in there. It's like, wait, what? Like, we're going to destroy our economy? And
yeah, well, China, they're just not China cooperating.
And India, who makes way more than we do, pollution than we do, they don't have to? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know.
I know, and then on the surface, you're like, they'll present that story like Trump doesn't give two shits about the environment.
I know! That's when
they just paint whatever picture news, they feel like painting.
That's what they're saying. It's like, no, they're not. Yeah, Trump says a lot of stupid shit.
Yeah,
that, like, obviously, not even I agree with. A lot of it's just to rile up people, though.
Uh-huh.
But what they'll do is, and why his supporters support him so much, is they'll take one little bitty thing they say and that he says and completely change it into like, Donald Trump wants to destroy the globe because he doesn't, yeah, give a fuck about global warming.
He backed out of the Paris Agreement.
Yeah, it's, and like, then maybe that wasn't a good agreement.
Yeah, they won't show all the little details in the agreement.
They'll just, it's basically,
like, the agreement was to not destroy the world and he backed out of it. Like, whoa, slow down a second. Why don't you give us a few more of the stipulations and details within this? I don't think it's that cut and dry.
Yeah.
But people don't see shit like that. And people, they'll just read a headline and just assume that they know the full story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Trump backs out of key climate agreement. And then, bam, that paints a picture. Like, what? He doesn't care about he cares more about money than he does the Earth? Oh, we're all going to die.
Exactly. And it freaks people out, too. Yeah. It's just like,
fear.
Just give people the facts and stop, like, putting a spin on it. Like, ugh. I don't know. We always get on this, Paul.
Fucking human beings are just so corruptible. It sucks. Anytime you get people in such a group, even if you have, like, a small circle of friends in high school, like, 7 or 8 of you, the odds of one of you doing some sneaky shit is almost 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And that's in a group of 8. So, like, 7 billion people on the Earth, there's... People always talk about, like, world peace, we should all get along, but that's just not fucking realistic. It's not possible. It's not
obtainable.
That sounds so pessimistic, but if you're being realistic, there's not enough resources on the globe. It's not an even playing field for everyone on the globe. Money, even know? In America, we're the better country in the world, and there's still complete social divides in America between the wealthy and the absolute poorest of the poor. So how can we solve shit on a global scale when our own country isn't even at a spot where it needs to be yet?
Yeah, no. Well, and everybody always talks about these greedy corporations, fucking corporations. And I agree, corporations are greedy. But here's the thing. Let's fucking, you know, like the pharmaceutical, they're all their corporations. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they're fucking greedy. Let's take the government completely out of it so they can't lobby the government to lock people in a fucking cage
for smoking
a plant, you know? Like, yes, look, I agree. A lot of these corporations suck ass. But if we expand the government, to regulate them or whatever, chances are they're just going to lobby the government and corrupt it and give money to senators and fuck with the government and, you know, use these little loopholes.
Yeah, we'll just have more money flowing into a corrupt system.
And corporations can't come and lock you in a fucking cage. The government can come and lock you in a fucking cage. So if you keep making these little... People that are rich are going to find a way around the fucking laws. That's just what they do. They have enough money. They can do that. They can buy off people. They can do whatever the fuck they want. But if you take the laws out of it, then at the end of the day, someone can't lock you in a fucking cage. That's my whole thing. That's why my whole thing is just, let's make the government less powerful. Let's make the government to where the government can't do shit to you. Yeah, there's going to be corruption and corporations are going to take advantage of customers. But guess what? If there's a free fucking market, there can be competition that comes over and undercuts that if someone's fucking them over.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to break up monopolies every once in a while. I get that. But giving the government so much power is, you're making people be locked in cages more. And that's just bullshit to me.
So, oh, yeah. And there's such money tied into people being locked up. That's another system that there needs to be some sort of fucking solution for. Yeah. Like I said, Kanye going to the White House could have opened up lots of doors, but people are just bashing it. Like, he's bringing a discussion to the table that wasn't previously at the table. We should be applauding that. But everyone has their own little spin on what they think it means. And
literally what he was talking about is, we need to stop shipping our fucking jobs over to China and stop giving all of our jobs to China. And instead take these people that are, you know, in prison for harmless drug crimes.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of putting them in prison, put them to work in a factory where they can actually fucking do something good. But instead, there's no fucking... If everyone in prison, like, came out that was in there for, like, not murder or, like, rape or any of that stuff. If they, you know, just a drug offense. If they were just in there for a marijuana offense. If all those people came out, that's why they don't legalize marijuana. Because it's like, you would have to take all them out and it would flood the market, and there would be so many people without jobs because there's not enough jobs because we ship them all over fucking seas.
Yeah. One of the most fucked up things, even more fucked up than drug crimes, people who were in jail for financial reasons, like if they owed money, they didn't pay a fine, they fell behind on child support. Shit. Anytime you're locked in a cage because you didn't give someone money, what fucking money are they earning when they're in prison? You're throwing someone in prison because they owe money. But then you put them in a situation where they can't possibly generate that money. Like, who the fuck wins there?
They're taking
our money. I mean?
Even worse, they're taking our money that we earn, taking it out of our paychecks and giving it and feeding those people that aren't paying the money to the people that they should be paying it.
Yeah, like the child support thing has always blown my mind. Like, obviously, pay your child support. I'm not saying don't do that. Fucking disclaimer. I shouldn't even have to throw that out there, but people misconstrue shit. But yeah, if you're behind on child support, odds are you don't have a ton of money. So they can literally throw you in prison because you don't have money because you owe your child money. But then they fucking lock you in a cage where you're not generating money, where you 100% are now not going to be paying that child support. And that's somehow punishment?
Yeah.
Like, garnish their wages or something. If they don't have wages, fucking figure something out. Locking someone up is not going to generate that money that they owe. It's actually going to cost money, and nobody fucking wins.
Yeah, dude.
And I don't even know why the mother in that situation would want that to be the case. Like, oh, he's a piece of shit baby daddy, just lock him up. Like,
just to fuck over the dad.
Yeah.
Literally.
But I mean, you know what I mean, though? Like, you're pissed at him because you don't have your money, so you're going to put him in a situation where you for sure won't have your money, but that somehow makes you feel better?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's so many things that just don't make sense when you break it down in a logical fashion.
Well, and so many of these prisons have, like, they have to have a minimum amount of people in the prison.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's fucked up, dude. Like, you basically have to find people to get in there.
Yeah. Or even on a smaller scale, not on prison level, but on a local level, like local police department and the quotas that they have. Like, they have to write a certain amount of tickets per month. All these citizens come to an agreement like, all right, no one is going to break the law this month. What are they going to write fucking tickets for? It's like that's why you see cops like pulled over on the side of the highway, like behind a tree or some shit, just waiting for someone to hope, just crossing their fingers that someone's going 7 over the speed limit.
Oh, and you don't have your seatbelt on. Oh. Yeah, we let people ride on a fucking death machine called a fucking motorcycle, but
yeah,
if you're in a box and, you know, fairly safe in a car, you can't ride without your seatbelt.
That debate.
Oh, okay, you fucking moron.
That debate always fucking kills me from the motorcycle enthusiasts. They were talking about, a while back, they were trying to pass some law where a helmet was no longer required on a motorcycle, which, I mean, I can see both ways. It's fucking Listen, if you don't want to ride with the helmet, like, you're putting your own life in danger. So I get it. That's your freedom to do so.
That's
but
what I'm about.
These fucks yeah. will make the argument that the helmet doesn't help.
Okay, that's bullshit.
That's the stupid as fuck.
The helmet helps. What you should be yeah. saying is the government doesn't fucking own my body. I yeah. can do whatever the fuck I want, and I can ride a goddamn motorcycle without a helmet on. That just should be... I should be able yeah. to ride my fucking car without, like, not having insurance. That's one thing, because you're fucking
yeah, because you're putting other people at risk. Yeah,
that I understand.
But the seatbelt thing, like,
you're putting yourself at risk.
Yeah.
So, it's like all these cigarette laws. It's like you should be able to smoke cigarettes wherever the fuck you want, whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't affect me. If I'm not inhaling your fucking smoke,
exactly.
Then
like I get the restaurant shits. Because it's like, yeah, you're secondhand smoke, but like. All this, like, no smoking areas at all and all this is, like, if people want to fucking smoke, let them smoke. Who cares? Who cares? It's their body.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not going to save these people if they don't want to save themselves.
Ironically, these are the same people that let 13-year-olds chop off their dick and have, like, sex changes and, like, think it's great and everything. But yet, when someone smokes a cigarette, they act like it's the worst thing they could possibly do.
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus, dude. It's their choice. Yeah, if it's their choice, let them make that choice. As long as they're 18 years old, if they want to smoke a goddamn cigarette, they can smoke a cigarette. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, go Browns. We fucking lost today, and I'm upset about that. That's why I'm ranting and raving.
Yeah, they lose a lot, I feel like.
Fuck you, dude.
I was just on video. That fucking look you just gave me spoke volumes.
We'll do that.
No words can really describe that look.
Not to change the, but, you know, I asked you about your favorite pop singer last week, so I'm going to ask you a different question this week.
No, actually, fucking speaking of that, Halsey. I didn't have an answer last week. You caught me off guard, but fucking Halsey is killing the game right now.
Oh, is she?
Bad at love. You know what I'm saying?
I'm bad at love.
Yeah. Ooh. He used to meet me on the east side. East side.
My brother loves that bitch. I'm just like, eh, Dad, I don't know.
I don't blame him. When me and him went to Chicago, we saw some like all girl band that I had never.
The Sounds.
The Sounds, yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan. They weren't
her.
Great at all. I think, were he they on like them. Bam Margera or some shit? So like that's where his obsession
Literally,
came from.
Literally, I have no idea. He loves female singers though. He loves female yeah. singers.
It was a fucking cool trip and the concert was pretty cool, but like I just couldn't get into the music. I tried like listening to him beforehand just to see if I could get a feel for it, and I was like, what in the fuck are we going to see right now? Two straight males on our way to this all female stacked lineup. I'm pretty sure every fucking band that performed that night had at least one or two females in their group. Like,
wait, are you misogynist, dude?
I am.
Okay.
I don't think they should be able to do the same things as us. At least not in the same numbers as us. If you wanted to sprinkle in one female to the four males in the band, that's cool, but don't let them take over.
Make them play bass.
Yep. Yes. Yes.
Nah, I, for some reason, and maybe I'm a misogynist, I just cannot get, into like female singing.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I can,
some of
like,
it's fucking cool.
Like
but
I said last week, I like Taylor Swift. I can listen to her songs and yeah. not be like, turn this shit off, you know? But I can, you know, I can listen to, but I can never like by myself go like, yeah, dude, like I'm about to go work out. Turn on, you know, turn on some
Evanescence.
Cake. Yeah. Turn on some Bring Me to Life.
Yeah. It's anytime. This sounds fucked up too, but anytime I hear like a female lead singer, if I like the song, I find myself coming back to the same comment. Like, this is pretty good for a female singer. I never compare it amongst, like, the greatest songs ever. But, like, oh, yeah, this is probably, like, top five in my female song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's never in the same category. It's like, the WNBA is not in the same category.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, not a dunk contest.
Dude, that was a great layup.
But is there a dunk contest, though? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, like this one girl I saw, she could dunk it with two hands. Holy shit, dude.
I remember in high school when we were having like scrimmages, every now and then during basketball practice, since we went to a smaller school, the guys and girls would both be practicing at the same time, so we would scrimmage, and we would always kick the shit out of them.
And they were going to state, and you guys weren't.
Yeah.
Like, you guys sucked.
Yeah. We would just beat the fuck out of them during practice. We would even use the girls' ball and everything, and... One time I remember we played, kicked their ass, and we weren't using the girls' ball. And of course they felt, we're not using a girls' ball. Which, funny, when you talk about women equality, there's a fucking girl-sized ball. If that doesn't scream, this is not equal, then what the fuck does? Why is there a women's size basketball? Why don't we all use the same fucking thing? We're all on an equal playing field, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm saying that like a Mexican. Exactly.
Exactly, Holmes. Or fucking softball. What? Why do they play baseball differently?
Because they need a big enough ball.
Exactly. It's like fucking 70% larger. It's so fucking big, they'll throw their shoulders out if they throw it like an actual baseball, so they have to underhand pitch that shit.
I want to fucking see girls play baseball. I honestly do. I want to know if, like, if it was just so bad and so boring that they're just like, okay, let's make the ball, like, 3 times larger and yellow. Because this is not... Well, this baseball thing is not fucking working, dude.
Oh. Have you ever heard of croquet? It's like the rich old white people sport. Yeah. It's like golf. I wonder if that was like a women's version of golf. Like, just make the ball significantly larger and the course significantly smaller. God, we're not getting a lot of female friends this week.
I have zero to begin with, so.
Yeah.
But what I was going to say before you brought up fucking Halsey.
Oh, yeah. Well, that question.
Yeah. Friends or Seinfeld, Chris?
Oh, fuck both, but probably Friends. Oh, Seinfeld, man, is just too bland. And dude, that
Seinfeld is so...
Between every fucking scene. I love
that. Dude, it's so goddamn corny. It makes everything funny.
Well, yeah, that's right. I guess that's why I had to go to the store. Like, how they start off every episode with him doing stand-up, and then it just... I can't get into it.
So good.
Plus, after that, Kramer went on that racist rant. I refuse to support that show.
Yeah, I'm so unracist that I stopped watching Seinfeld after that. It was on syndication on TBS, but I stopped watching it.
Were kind of fucking corny in their own way. Like, Friends, I could kind of get into it, but it just got so predictable. Like, Joey, hey, I'm good looking, but I'm fucking dumb. And then the blonde chick.
Hey, Rachel, I bought a monkey.
I'll put it this way. If the fucking television show has a laugh track, I'm not interested.
Yeah, that's me.
I don't need you to fucking tell me when I'm allowed to laugh or when I'm supposed to laugh. If it's fucking funny, then I'll laugh. The problem is, those shows are so unfunny, they have to literally tell you, this is the part that was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
And, like, you hear the laughter in the background, like, hey, that was a joke.
Big Bang Theory. This reminds me of when Einstein decided to enlarge his rat. But they won't laugh, and then, like, you'll just feel, he said something nerdy.
The nerd said something nerdy, and the hot girl wants to fuck one of them for some reason. She could get dick from the gym all day, but she wants to fuck the nerd across the hall because he's available.
How unrealistic is that?
Yeah, that I feel like that's why a lot of dudes cling to that show, because like, it puts it in their head like, it is possible. Girls can sometimes just like me for me. No, dude, you're a fucking nerd. You're uninteresting. She doesn't give a fuck about the things that you give a fuck about.
She does not care about...
You're not physically attractive. You're a beta male. It goes on and on.
Oh, Chris. Throwing fire out here, dude. Fucking
throwing heat, son.
We're talking about
I'm 29. I don't play that shit anymore.
Dude's throwing 97 miles per hour, bro.
Underhanded. With the fucking windmill and all. But yeah, just... That chick is a 10. Every dude on that show is at least a 6.
She's a Hollywood 8.
Yeah, but she's a fucking 10 in my book, son. Yeah. She's a real life 10.
A Hollywood 8.
Yeah. You gotta drop a couple points. Cause
I always do that. Like, if the girls are around my area, it's like I give them a rating for around my area.
Isn't it fun? Like, this is fucking funny. If you've ever worked in a place, the girls you work with suddenly like gain 3 points if you're confined with them for 8 hours a day. Yeah, exactly. The ugliest girl at work could kind of be relatively cute. Oh, but then if you put her out in society with everyone else, like, she's like a 6 maybe. But at work, she's an 8 because there's just no other...
If you saw that chick at Walmart, you'd be like, oh, God, why are you wearing sweatpants, dude?
Yeah. But then at work, you're like, Cindy cute? I don't...
Dude, she helped me.
By the time Thursday and Friday rolls around, Cindy looks a lot cuter.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, you want to grab some drinks?
Yeah. And those drinks make Cindy look a lot cuter. Before you know it, you and Cindy are engaged.
My girlfriend listens to this, and I just want you to know I'd never cheat on you. I don't give a fuck how hot she is.
I love you.
I love you. Okay, just kidding, dude.
I had to throw it out there for legal purposes.
For legal
purposes. I really don't want that child support payment, so for legal purposes, I'm going to say I didn't mean anything I just said earlier, and I don't even look at other women.
I've never looked at another woman the way I look at you.
I'm never going to dance again. The way I dance with you. Oh, yeah. Did you ever hear that song? It was a Seether, but it was like a remake. Have you heard the original? It sounds like straight up pornographic music.
Uh-uh.
Do you know the song I'm talking about?
Uh-uh.
Oh, fuck. It was
you were referencing that joke last night, the Pearl Jam one.
Basically, it's in the same category as that song.
Okay.
It's a Seether song. Like, I'm never gonna dance again. These guilty feet have got no rhythm.
I've probably heard that.
But it was a cover from some 1970s song. It was all heavy with saxophone and shit. Just sounded super sexy.
Listen, anytime that those, which one did Simple Man and just
Shinedown? Oh, fuck yourself. If Shinedown is your favorite version of Simple Man, unsubscribe now because we don't want your business.
Take out a katana, stab yourself in the stomach, take out all your organs and throw them in the garbage disposal.
Flip you the switch, can't beat
let them
the original.
Roll around in there and just fucking, and then put your hand in there, dig them out, and drink them. That's what I'm saying,
or,
dude.
This shit drives me the fuck nuts. There's some rock version of that Cranberry song, Zombies. And a bunch of people who are younger than me think that that's a new song now.
I don't know it.
It's like a 90s song. You might be too young where it didn't really come across your radar, but in your head, zombie.
No, I haven't, but you know what song I was thought you were talking about?
What?
Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor.
That's one, nothing wrong with me. Two, nothing wrong with me. Three, fucking that style of metal is so fucking cheesy.
One of the things I always do, I'll just do it around the house, is I'll just I'll make some stupid decision or whatever, and I'll be like, oh, wah, get up and get down with the sickness.
They're in that style of metal for sure. All of that shit, dude. There's someone out there. When those songs first came out, there was someone wearing those Hot Topic version of JNCOs.
Tap out?
No. Too. Worse. You know, because there was JNCOs. They were the original white jean, but then Hot Topic had their flair of the JNCOs. They were all fucking black. There was a million little frilly things coming off the sides of them. Yeah. And zippers that didn't zip anything. And just weird shit going on.
Yeah, dude. And then the people that wore those also...
Listen to Disturbed.
They always had some random band t-shirt, or
Korn.
Something like that. Korn, K, old
sure,
backwards
Korn
all
fans.
In. And then they always had so many piercings on your ear where you're just like, people like that, I'm just like, do you want someone to bully you? Do you want someone to say, I heard this on Rogan the other day. It's if you're dressing and being a freak like that, you almost want someone to be like, dude, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah, just so you can fucking... yell at them afterwards, what, you judging me for my appearance?
Yeah,
fucking government's fault, I can't get a job.
I just want someone to say that to me, just be like, I am judging you by your appearance. You look
as
like
every
fucking right
person does.
Yeah, everyone
people
here,
who say that shit you shouldn't judge people by their appearances, why? It's human nature. You're gonna do it even if you know it's wrong to do.
Well, dude, if I'm walking into a business, can you picture walking into a law firm and the dude sitting at the desk just has a bunch of piercings all in his ear and just has a Korn shirt on and,
he's bumping some old Slipknot when you walk in.
I expect if I walk into a gas station, that may be to be the case.
Yeah.
You know? It's like.
But yeah, you don't want to walk into your fucking law firm and if you're 5'5", then I'm 6'6".
The murder dolls.
Hey, bro, I'd love to take your case. I really think we could get a good settlement out of this, man.
We're going
to
send him into hell.
Fuck you, you fucking wankers. Yeah, fuck off. You remember that shit? Your brother, Your brother's always discovering these fucking weird music acts that...
Yeah, dude.
Who, Straight Jacket? They're like an Australian terrible metal band. But I feel like just because they're from Australia, he's like, yeah, no one's heard of them. This is sick.
I think he heard of those guys on like a skate video or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Any... Yeah. Yeah. I'm more of a mainstream guy.
Oh, yeah. If everyone loves it, I definitely love it.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. I've been listening to Coldplay lately.
If it's easily digestible, I'm all about it. Coldplay, the fuck yourself. They're good. I don't even care. I remember when that movie 40-Year-Old Virgin came out, there was a line in that movie like, you know how you're gay? Because you listen to Coldplay. And that just stuck. From then on, like, it was... I mean, it was never fucking cool to be a Coldplay fan.
Yeah.
But after that movie hit the mainstream, it definitely wasn't fucking cool.
Yeah.
But every... They're goddamn good, dude.
Oh, they have some good songs.
Good fucking songs.
Don't... Pretty much any artist, like, if... Not any artist, don't get me wrong. Like, but most artists, I would say about 95%, you can go to them and find one song that isn't complete dog shit.
You know what annoys the fuck out of me? All these people who think it's so fucking cool and original to... throw Nickelback out in every fucking sentence, like, oh, you're probably a Nickelback fan.
Yeah.
Don't or fucking act.
Or Creed.
Don't fucking act like in 2001 you weren't singing along to every goddamn word of "This Is How You Remind Me of I Really."
I blame my single mother.
Yeah, that fucking first CD of them, I don't give a fuck. I'll still listen to it. They got progressively worse. I'll give it that.
I've always been Creed over Nickelback.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
And I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Well, I just heard the news today. When I was back in a band, my fucking drummer found out he was having a kid, and like, I just started playing that fucking song for him. It's so goddamn funny. We're created live.
It's
but yeah, like Creed, Nickelback, everyone like just talks so much shit, but don't act like you weren't fucking singing along to those when they first came
here's
out.
Here's one that a lot of normies, as the internet calls them, likes, that I've never liked, and I don't think anyone I know really liked him, but like, if you like Florida Georgia Line,
oh, fuck off.
Go ahead and do what I said earlier, take out a katana, stab yourself in the stomach, kill yourself, please. Out.
It's they've got a couple good ones, but most of it is cheesy. Wait, as
Florida Georgia Line?
Yeah.
What do they have that's good? Please.
That one. If I told you I loved you, would it make you wanna stay? I mean, it's cheesy,
okay,
fucking
I may have
pop
not heard that
country.
One. May have not heard
if
that.
If you
one.
Like that pickup truck song, whatever the fuck it was, cruising. God damn it.
Oh, dude, I know
what is the song
about,
their biggest fucking one that you just someone out there right now,
oh,
that's their favorite fucking song.
Windows down,
cruise down a back road, Joe and stop signs, spitting chew dip in. Yeah, go fuck yourself if that's your favorite song.
There was one song that I don't know if it was them, but
actually speaking of these motherfuckers, I've been trying to sell this hook now for several months. I wrote this. As soon as I wrote it, I knew immediately it was nothing that I would ever fucking touch for one of my own songs. But, like, it sounds like those motherfuckers. So I got my producer right now, like, putting his fucking emails and shit out, trying to get someone to buy this from me. Because it sounds like that pop country shit. Just listen to this and, like, imagine it in Florida Georgia Lion's voice. I'm ashamed of myself.
I'm ashamed of you.
Summer nights, driving down a back road, with the fresh air blowing through the window. Cold beer on nights, everybody's alright, going wild to the music on the stereo. Summer nights, sitting by the fireside, with your hand in mine and it feels right. Drop the tailgate, it's gonna be a hell of a night. Come alive every time in the summer nights.
Had to unleash my inner redneck. Doesn't that sound like fucking straight off of one of their albums?
That sounds like every country song I've ever heard since 2007. Exactly. I'm not even kidding, dude.
I don't know how the fuck I haven't sold that yet.
Cold beer line, windows down, hair flowing in the sweat of town.
I saw this YouTube compilation a while back. It was like a 7-minute long video of literally hundreds upon hundreds of country songs. Like, the video would start off like saying like popular country topics, like number one, trucks. And then it would go through like 45 seconds of like 50 different songs that all reference trucks. And like, it let you hear the line from the song that referenced the truck. And then it's like blue jeans painted on topic two. There's like 50 fucking songs. And it's like, it just threw out all these cliche country topics. And there was a goddamn song for every one of them.
Yeah.
Dude. Jacked up trucks, hair blowing in the wind.
It's funny too, because like, you could do the same thing for rap music with like whatever stereotypes you think of for rap music. Same thing with like 80s rock, you could do the same thing.
The fucking 80s rock is the best.
Satan, you just think of Satan, you can find Satan in every single one of their albums, at least, you know, somewhere. You can find Speed in any one of their albums somewhere. You can find, you know,
Now that there's fucking thousands upon thousands of emerging artists every day, you can submit music so easily. Back in the day, you could have did that, but now you can fucking definitely do that if you have the database and know where to look.
We touched on this last week, but I listened to another episode of Tinfoil Hat talking about
Mac.
No, not Mac, but in the same vein as that, like, basically. Not really that, but just like Satanism in like popular culture.
Oh, Illuminati type shit.
Like that kind of shit. And I will admit,
it's compelling.
Like, it is compelling. It's just like that. It's just weird that they do that. I don't know if they do it just to like fuck with people or what.
It is funny like, though, because like as an artist myself, I can see how easy it is to fall into the mold of like shit that you've heard before in music. Kind of subliminally works its way out in your own music. Like in one of the recent songs that I wrote, I made a reference to like my demons, like struggling with like inner problems. And I just referred to it as my demons. From an outside perspective, someone might look like, if I was famous and someone heard that line, they'd be like, oh, demons. Yeah. Illuminati. He sold his soul. That's why he's popular. But like being an artist myself, it's just easy to kind of, what you hear kind of gets regurgitated to a certain extent. It's not like you're just blatantly copying people, but subliminally, you only have to reference, if you're going to create something, you're referencing shit that you obviously like. You have your own fans, you have your own stuff that you're into, right, so it's going to organically make its way out into what you create. So I feel like that's a lot of time what's happening, is you kind of get these dark little themes going with certain music, and it's just a recurring theme that everyone kind of taps into. And from an outsider, it's easy to just be like, oh, Illuminati, sold his soul to the devil. That's why he's popular.
Right.
Like, not necessarily. Maybe people just tend to kind of, there's a lot of people who aren't fucking famous who have similar lyrics or darker lyrics for that matter.
For sure. Well, that's one thing Eddie Bravo always says. He's just like, the news was talking about how satanic, like, Twisted Sister was. And it's like, why the fuck weren't they talking about Slayer, dude?
Yeah.
Slayer was talking about literally satanic shit.
Who's the ones who like spray blood on the audience?
I think that's Slayer.
Maybe.
I think.
And then Slayer, there's another one like that does that
satanic shit. Like you could do.
It's like a 3-letter word or 4-letter word. Short Gwar. Gwar. They're like some over the top metal band, and they like squirt fucking fake blood all over the audience and shit.
Like Blade, the beginning of Blade,
right? But yeah, like bands will do shit like that, but then fucking some rap singer who dies is like, oh, the Illuminati killed him. Yeah, he sold his soul to the devil. His contract was up. Like, no, he fucking overdosed. He talked about how he could overdose in every one of his songs. Like, he spoke openly about his drug abuse, and now everyone thinks the Illuminati made it look like a drug overdose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What in the fuck are you guys on?
Exactly. You don't think those dudes do so many different types of pills that they're like, you know? It's weird. This guy was actually talking about, I don't know if we talked about this or not last week, but he was talking about Lady Gaga's halftime performance at the Super Bowl, and I never even thought about it in these terms. And like, if anybody else would have, if I didn't hear this on a mainstream podcast, I would be like, dude, this is the dumbest shit I've ever heard. But he was talking about the Satan story, about how like Satan like was a star, was an angel of the Lord, then got cast out of heaven or whatever. Well, if you remember at the beginning of Lady Gaga's halftime performance, I think it was 2 years ago now, she was like a star up at the top of the thing. And then she gets cast down. And then at the end of her performance, she's like standing on a pentagram.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so I'm just like, and then I was like, holy, okay, this has to be bullshit. So I went and looked at it, and I was just like, holy fuck, dude, that's weird, man. It's like,
I
mean,
like I said, though, it could there's recurring themes thing. As like a motif, like the themes and shit, that's obviously folklore, religion, whatever you want to call it, but it's like a story everyone's familiar with, and everyone can kind of connect with, and so, do they go over the fucking top? Like, why'd you have to land on a pentagram? Why are we making it that painfully obvious that, like, this is weird? Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, people pick up on common themes and shit, and that's obviously one of them. The idea of, like, good versus evil, light versus dark. These are, like, recurring themes and stuff. But, yeah, people like that, I don't fucking know. I saw some shit about Eminem, too.
What do you mean by light versus dark?
You know, like, blacks.
You son of a bitch, you like fucking racist.
Civil War.
Okay. All non-disclosure, we're just kidding. Go on. Eminem, go
it
on.
It was exactly how it sounded. But, yeah, I saw some shit about Eminem, like, referencing all his lyrics and saying how he was, like, fucking praying to Satan during a lot of his songs and stuff. And then they'll always cite their sources with little references, like, the devil, who's commonly called Beelzebub, Rain Man, blah, 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 this and that. And then they'll reference some Eminem lyric like, my new name is Rain Man. But like, and yeah, it's, they can make a pretty good case. But like I said, the world of art, like these are people whose minds work on a different level anyways, or else they wouldn't be doing the things they're doing for a living. Like, so don't just assume they're fucking worshiping the devil when you don't comprehend whatever feeling it is they're trying to express or whatever image they're trying to express. You know what I mean?
Well, the weird thing with Lady Gaga, too, is like, so I don't know if you knew this or not, but like her best friend was also like a pop singer and died. I think she fell off a building or got thrown off a building or something like that, or suicide off a building. But Lady Gaga took her aura or whatever, like the Lady Gaga aura, and made it her own, and like
image and shit,
did it to like remember her or whatever. But that the actual chick's mom like sued the fuck out of her, but didn't win or whatever.
Damn.
But there was a bunch of weird shit like that. They kept referencing like all these
human
stars.
Sacrifice.
All these stars have like somebody really close to them died, and like. And they reference like Kanye West getting up when he was going through his psychotic break, and he was like, "I killed my mom. My mom died for this fame shit, dog." And like shit like that, which it's like, well, yeah, but I mean, that could have just been a coincidence. And I'm not saying I buy into any of this shit.
Like I said, they make a very compelling case. And if you're in the right state of mind, you can get sucked right the fuck into that.
When you're at work and just bored as fuck, and
it'll give you chills.
You're just like, wait, what? All these. Like, these people died, and then these people rose to prominence, and they're famous now. And it's like, what it's like, Eminem, he had that one dude,
Ronnie
died, you know? And it's just like all these, but it's like, at the same time, I had someone close to me die. I'm not famous.
Yeah. You know? Like, and at the same time, if you're already in the artistic state of mind, if someone around you dies, that probably gives you that emotional inspiration to pursue art even more. Like, that's gonna give you a fucking huge weight on your shoulder they're getting off their chest by pouring into their artwork, so it could almost give them an advantage, because like the art game is like very psychological. So if you have something fucked up psychological, just like Rogan always says, like most people who are comedians, entertainers, anything in like the show busy artsy kind of world, it's usually because they just had something fucked up happen to them, which is why they
did you hear the
Roseanne? Cling on to their inner voice and like, you know what I mean?
Did you hear the Roseanne episode?
I think. Is it a new one or the older one?
The new one.
Oh, I haven't listened to that one.
So I don't think she was on there. She was like rumored to be on there and she never was. But Roseanne Barr?
Yeah. Well, she was on an old one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old?
I don't remember. I know what, I've definitely heard her on there at one point, though.
Okay, but this one, she was talking, and like the first 40 minutes, she sounds literally psycho, dude. Like, literally, you can't even, like, what the fuck is this bitch even talking about?
Eventually, on what podcast is this?
This is the Rogan one, the new Rogan.
Oh, so she actually did. You made it seem like she canceled or something.
Oh, she canceled before she did, like, right after her show got canceled or whatever.
She was going to do the podcast. I gotcha.
And then, like, she actually did get on. But she, literally, she got hit by a car when she was, like, 16 or something.
Yeah.
And after that, she had to go to, like, psych wards and shit like that because she was, like, mentally, literally unstable. But she was, like, she literally talked about how it scrambled up her brains and shit. Like, she was talking like a crazy person while she was talking about this event that was crazy that happened to her. Made me feel fucking bad for her.
Yeah.
And this is totally going off into a different tangent, but that whole situation was just so, like, it was just sad to me. Like,
yeah.
Her getting her show canceled over, like, a tweet.
Yeah. And yeah, I don't think it was terrible. What, she said, like, someone reminded her of Planet of the Apes or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happened to be black.
The chick was 1/8 black.
1/8.
And
see, I feel like at that point you're just clinging. That would be like me getting upset about Native American shit when, like, I can technically cling to that. But it's not a huge enough part of my life where that really affects me at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to fucking go to the college and riot whenever the Trail of Tears.
Well, the difference is you don't see yourself as a fucking Native American. You see yourself as a fucking individual.
Yeah.
That's what everyone should be seeing each other, like, yeah, themselves as.
Like, are you a fucking person?
Celebrating your fucking culture. I get that. Like, celebrate your fucking culture. Get that. But, like, at the end of the day, you're fucking Chris Goins. I'm fucking Jay motherfucking Dallas, Jake Stewart. I'm him. I'm not a white male that's 24 years old. I'm this person that's living and breathing and doing whatever the fuck he wants all the time, you know? Like that's
a, like
me.
A boss.
Like a fucking boss, dude. I go in and I, you know, I cut lines by just slipping the fucking waiter $100, you know? That's the way I live my life. I don't live my life as some victim, some loser, some, she said this about me and I'm offended, so she needs to be out of job. You know, like, someone that's like that, get them the fuck away from me.
Yeah, easy for you to say you're white. Exactly. Like, I'm fucking white. I grew up super poor. Like, we're in a small town, and if I would have had my circumstance but been in a bigger city, I would have for sure been in a fucking terrible neighborhood. I feel like that's why I related to rap music way more when I was growing up, because, like, message they were sending out resonated with me way more than the shit other music was sending out. Like, I could relate to the life of a young African American way more than I could relate to the life of anyone around me.
Wait, you didn't relate to blue jeans sipping on my ice cold beer. I'm rolling down the streets, going right windows down and going to the town.
She was wearing that baseball cap that I like.
She had the Cardinals on her cap, and she had that ass that I like to slap. That was a little bit controversial for my audience.
Oh, woo-woo. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, growing up, I was fucking white, but I didn't have any sort of advantage. But if I were to...
Whoa.
I were to approach any fucking black light...
I'm triggered.
Black rights activists right now, just off the street, say they were fucking holding a rally downtown, and I went up to talk with them, they would immediately look at me like, oh, well, easy for you to say. Like, no, fucking not easy for me to say, dude. Like, there were times when we only had electricity in our house because we ran extension cords from our neighbor's house. Our entire fucking house, the power from our house would be running off of one extension cord and all the fucking various... bullshit that we would take off it. We'd always have shit turning off and like breakers tripping and having to walk over to his house at like 10 p.m. to flip a breaker box because we got too much shit running on one fuse. But people would look at me and be like, oh, well, you're white, so like your opinion doesn't even count on this. I'm like, no, like there's no white, there's no black, there's no fucking categories of people. Like, everyone's going through their own bullshit. Just.
And yeah, and like, at the same time, you know, obviously there was slavery. Obviously there was Jim Crow and all that shit. Obviously.
Yeah.
That was not even in our lifetimes. You know, not even And but obviously you have to take that into account, but just like, I don't know, the main thing to me is like, if you had a good family, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a mom and a dad that fucking loved you and like wanted the best for you and just went to work every day and like worked hard to make ends meet and you're still bitching, that's like,
yeah,
shut the fuck up right there.
It is. Part of it is that, but then part of me kind of feels compassion for those people because it's not even necessarily their fault that they had such a good life. They might have their own fucking set of issues. So, like, literally, this weird hierarchy we put on the issues, obviously someone who fucking lost everything, like an orphan child who grew up in a fucking home or something, yeah, I'm not going to say they have it better than fucking Donald Trump because he inherited money or something.
They don't have to listen. They don't have to clean their fucking room.
Listen to their bullshit parents.
They don't have to turn off their TV at 9:30 p.m. It's fucking bullshit, dude.
Fuck you, Dad. But you know what? Like, everyone's got some sort of issue. Obviously, some issues are worse. And I guess it's just when those people start bitching and pretending that they have it as bad as other people, it gets to be an issue.
Well, it's what we always talk about, and we always fall into this, but it's like, literally, no matter where you're at in life, you can see yourself as a victim, no matter what the fuck. So, all that's going to do is make yourself worse. So, if you just don't see yourself as a victim and see yourself as a fucking hero or somebody that's trying to get something fucking done, and you can use all that shit as motivation to be like, no, fuck that. Despite all that, I'm going to fucking show all these motherfuckers around me that shit didn't even affect me at all. And if you give that attitude into life,
yeah,
it's so much, like, your circumstance isn't going to change at all. So you can either bitch about it or you can try to make the best out of it.
Yeah.
And making changes as a society, obviously that's good. But to sit there and in your own personal life, bitch, 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 shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, rant. You... You're not a victim to your circumstance. You are, like, say I fucking lost my legs today. I could spend the rest of my life complaining that I don't have legs and reminiscing about a time I did have legs and just being fucking having the God complex and just pissed off at the universe because I can no longer walk and do certain shit. Or I could find a way to fucking make something work based on the scenario that I'm under.
You know, like,
which is obviously easy for me to say. I do have fucking legs, so that was a terrible example. But, you know, you can spend your whole fucking life complaining. Like, I wish I was taller. I'm not fucking taller. That's not changing for me, so you just deal with it.
No, exactly. It's like, look, Stephen Hawking could have just, you know, dialed it in and beep, 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 boop, boop. No, he could have literally just dialed it in and just, you know, just fuck this. I hate myself or whatever. But
yeah.
Instead, he was still getting his dick sucked even when he was in that wheelchair. They were talking about that on Rogan, too. I was dying laughing, dude. He was a player, dude.
Was he?
Yeah, dude. He went to strip clubs and shit and, like, probably paid for a few prostitutes, but...
That's funny. That makes that whole Family Guy reference that much funnier now, if that's true. There was an old Family Guy episode where Stephen Hawking was in it. They, like, went to a party at his house, and him and his wife answered the door, and she's, like, giving him some sass. He's like, not in front of the guest, bitch, or so help me. And then, like, one of the characters looks over at Brian. He's like, yeah, it looks kind of bad now, but I hear they have great makeup sex. And then it shows them both laying in bed in their fucking wheelchairs, and he's like, oh, yeah, just like that. And then the girl's robot voice, like, oh, not so fast, you're hurting me. But, like, that makes that fucking scene so much funnier if, like, in real life he was just, like...
Oh, my God. This reminds me. Have you seen that show Big Mouth on Netflix?
No.
So, it's all about, like, puberty and, like, sexuality when you're, like, a teenager. Holy fuck, dude. I tried watching. It's just so awkward and weird. Like, the first episode is, like, two, like, preteen boys staying at each other's house and, like... He accidentally sees his friend's dick, and then, like, which already is a super awkward situation, and, like,
yeah,
how the fuck would, I just don't even know how that happens anyways, but, and then he, like, basically wants his friend to, like, to go home and not stay the weekend because he just thought it was so awkward, and then his parents are, like, questioning at him, and he's just like, it's just bigger than mine. And I was just like, dude, this is a fucking weird show, dude. I cannot watch this. And then I saw...
Yeah, I feel like some weird social agenda is creeping its way in there somehow.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And this is for sure going to be a gay episode.
Oh.
If it wasn't that one.
I was about
to... They might have tied that in at the end or something. Like, ever since I saw my friend's dick, I just can't stop craving this.
I saw... I saw a clip online where it's from the new season, but it was basically like... It was basically telling women, it's like, no matter what shape or size you are, like, you're beautiful or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, so creepy. It was, like, showing all these different type of vaginas and all these different type. Yeah. And it's like a cartoon. So it's like, dude, I don't know what audience this is for, but this is just a fucking weird show, dude. Like, then I only
shit
watched it because Nick Kroll was on Rogan, and like, I like Nick Kroll. I liked him from The League and all that, but I was just like, dude, this shit is fucking weird.
Was that Nick Kroll that was on that Fighter and the Kid just shouting out everything?
Oh, yeah. He's fucking funny, dude. Yeah,
he's funny as shit.
That show, I'm just like, F is for Family is so much better. Bill Burr, that's the homie.
I haven't watched much of that either. I'm behind the times on a lot of shows.
You don't like Netflix. I do.
That's the problem. I do like it. I just don't fucking have time for it.
Yeah, you like music more.
Fucking artist. Starving artist, yeah.
How far are we into this, motherfucker?
About an hour and 5 minutes, dog.
Cool. We're
floating right over these flower states. The university. I think it probably is a good time to go and wrap this up, though.
Yeah, it is. Don't watch Big Mouth at all, okay? Don't watch it. Do not watch
don't
it.
Don't like what we don't like.
Actually.
There's one takeaway from this, is that all of us should be the same.
Exactly.
Don't form your own identity.
Be a lover, not a hater. I just wanted to say that.
Boom. Episode 8. Find us on fucking Twitter and on Instagram and all that bullshit.
What's your Twitter?
At ChrisGoins89.
And mine is at Lil, L-I-L, underscore T-A-P-P-Y. That is Tappy, my motherfucking hose.
Not to be confused with one of the 20 various SoundCloud artists that more than likely have the same name.
That more than likely have a cross tattooed between their eyebrows.
Too soon.
Go Browns.